The dinner. Rita and David are just back from a nice dinner with Rita's brother Roger and his wife Kathy. David has noticed that Rita hasn't said much since they left the restaurant. He really didn't want to go, but Rita insisted. Since her brother had started his new job, it had been hard to get together. Roger had to travel almost every week and had been spending his weekends catching up on paperwork when he got back. "That went well, didn't it?" asked David, trying to break the silence. "Yes," replies Rita quietly without looking at him. "And Kathy seems nice." "Must be tough for her losing her job and having Roger away all the time on business." He pauses. "Are you okay? You haven't said much since we left the restaurant." Rita suddenly looks at him. "How did you know Kathy had lost her job?" "Well, they mentioned it at dinner, right?" replies David, looking confused. "Well, Kathy mentioned that it was lonely when Roger was away, but she didn't mention that she had lost her job." "I guess Roger must have mentioned it before," replied David quickly. "I thought you hadn't met him since my birthday." "That was in April of last year." "I just thought it was strange that you knew and I didn't." "Are you implying that there's something going on between Kathy and me?" asked David, frowning. "Well, I did wonder how you knew that Kathy had lost her job when she had only mentioned that she was lonely, but I didn't think anything of it. Then I noticed the two of you were avoiding direct eye contact during the entire dinner."
"That's absurd. When would I have the time to meet Kathy?
I work long hours and they live on the other side of town." "Yes, you have been working late a lot recently," replies Rita, nodding. David walks over and takes her hand in his. They both sit down on the couch together. "Look," he says calmly, "you have to trust me. I would never cheat on you." "You're right. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. I trust you, honey. I'm sorry. It just looked like the two of you were trying to hide something. Please forgive me." They hug. David gives her a kiss on the cheek and smiles. "Of course I forgive you." "Okay then, let's go to bed. I'm tired and I have an early morning call with a client." He goes into the bedroom and starts getting undressed. He suddenly remembers he has left his cell phone in his jacket pocket in the living room and goes back there to get it. Rita is standing in the center of the room with his cell phone in her hand. "You pathetic liar. I want you out of this house right now." She throws his cell phone at him and he just manages to catch it. A new text message is open on the screen. "I think we did okay at dinner. Roger definitely doesn't suspect anything. How about Rita? Kisses, Kathy."